Good morning, everyone. This is Julie with the Iowa Healthcare Association. Welcome to our quarterly VA Optum call today. I'm going to start by seeing who's on the line with us for the VAs in Optum. You have all been entered in listen-only mode. You should have come in muted. So those folks with the speaking role, on the bottom left, you will have an icon for mute and unmute. So do we have someone from the Des Moines VA? I know Roxanne couldn't be on, but she said Amy Rockhold would be here. Amy, are you here? If you are muted and I cannot hear you. You'll have to hit that bottom left button. I don't see you by name, but I wouldn't know what phone number you're calling in from. How about Iowa City? Is Savannah Lacos on?
This is Lindsay Rhodes. Savannah is not here today, but I am covering for her.
All right, Lindsay, welcome aboard. Thank you. How about Omaha? Susan Schluter? If you're on, you're muted. If you could unmute. How about Sioux Falls? Do we have Alyssa and Carrie with us? I'm not hearing you if you're on. How about Optum? Who do we have on for Optum today? I'm not hearing Optum. Let's go back to Des Moines. Do we have Amy Rockhold on? How about Omaha, Susan Schluter? Sioux Falls, Alyssa or Carrie? And Optum, who do we have on for Optum?
Yeah, hi, this is David Patterson.
Dana, you're with Optum?
Yes, I am. I'm filling in for Anna Savannah. She's on vacation.
Okay, do you have some folks from billing and claims that are going to be on with you?
Hey, Winner, Karen, are you on the line? Tim? Let me, I had a little bit of difficulty signing into the meeting, so let me go on mute and I'm going to reach out to them and see if they are on the call.
Okay. We'll wait just a few minutes here. How about Des Moines VA? Amy, are you on yet? If you're on, you're in muted mode. If you could go to the bottom left of your screen and unmute. I see that you're on, Amy. Can you hear me? You don't show muted. Can you hear me, Amy? I cannot hear you. Amy Rockhold, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm back. The phone was doing, I couldn't hear very well, so I tried a different browser to get on. So now I'm on.
Perfect. Excellent. Amy's here. Susan Schluter with Omaha. How about Sioux Falls? Do we have Alyssa or Carrie? We have a representative with Optum who's reaching out to a couple folks, and then we'll go ahead and get started with questions as soon as they get back on.
Yeah, they're joining very shortly here.
Thank you.
Hey, John.
Did we have another representative from Optum join?
Ann Arbor, VA.
Omaha, who's on? Who was that was just speaking? Do we have Omaha VA on? Or Sioux Falls? Dana, are you ready to get started? How many folks do we have on from Optum?
Hey, Tim, are you on the line? He must have not joined yet. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay. For those folks who are not on mute, if you could please mute yourself so we can keep the background noise down. We do have someone typing. If you're not muted, if you could mute your line, please. Bottom left. How about Omaha? Do we have Susan Schluter on? And how about Sioux Falls? They were going to join today. We're waiting for another representative from Optum to join in. Before we take off here.
Good afternoon.
Hi, who do we have?
Hey, this is Wayne.
Hi, Wayne. Dan, do we have you?
This is Dan Patterson from Optum, CEO for Bizintan, stepping in for Anna Savanda. Wayne Morgan is our claims oversight director, and we are happy to hear and assist in any way we can.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We have Des Moines and Iowa City VAs on, Omaha and Sioux Falls have not told me they're on yet. If you're on and you have a speaking role, please unmute your line. I did send 12 questions to the VAs and they opt them ahead of time, so they do have those questions. So we'll go ahead and start with those before we do a Q&A at the end. So our first question is, they have a client that is seen sometimes two times on one day, in one day. The person receives a regular skilled nurse visit, and then later in the day, we receive a call that he is having a problem with his Foley catheter, so we go again. VA is denying one of the visits as duplicate. I have authorization from the VA to cover the PRN visit, however it denies. I have sent an appeal to Montana, which is where issues with claims was to be sent. I have not heard anything from my appeal. What do I do to get this visit paid? Do we have anybody from Optum? Are they supposed to be sending that to Montana?
Hey, Wayne, did you hear the question?
Yeah, I'm not. I would not have in Montana. Where would they be sending it to? I'm not sure. That wouldn't be a claims question.
This would be Carroll and Carroll area nursing.
I believe this is Lindsay in Iowa City. I believe that if the claim, I mean, the Montana address is if the VA, that's the Palm address, if the VA is paying, they would send the claims there. If this is an Optum authorization, it should be going to Optum for review, would be my understanding. So it could be that they're sending the appeal to the wrong location, maybe.
So Lindsay, would Carroll area be getting, would they be talking with you if they're from Carroll County?
I don't think so, but I could find out.
And I can check too.
I think Des Moines does a lot of the Carroll area.
Okay. So, Amy, should I have this person reach out to Des Moines VA?
Yeah. I see. I've got some people that send a claim, like they send us, and there's an actual website to go to.
I'll respond back for them to reach out to you, to the Des Moines VA.
Yeah.
All right. I have claims that were submitted to TriWest, and both the RAP and the EOE were paid by TriWest. TriWest has now recouped those payments because the visits were for medication management only. I then contacted VA and received auth for those visits. I then sent the visits to the VA, and now the claims are denying for timely filing. How do I get these visits paid? Again, this is going to be the Des Moines VA because it's Carroll.
Sorry, are you getting a denial from the VA for timely filing or from Optum when you sit and then to Optum and you're getting a denial for timely filing?
This says TriWest, actually. So this isn't really an option.
Okay.
Issue.
Well, they contacted the VA and received auths through the VA for the visits, but then got hit with timely filing.
I don't know if they're meaning the like if they got IAs or if they're talking about like an individual authorization and not VA Iowa, it's VAIA. Like it's an old type of auth.
Let's see. Danette from Carroll area, are you on by chance? She may not be on, but I'm going to go ahead and also forward that question to the Des Moines VA to work with through that with her. So, Amy, I'll get that on to you as well. Prior to October 2019, were the visits being paid in 15-minute increments or were they being paid per visit? If there were being paid in 15-minute increments, what was the dollar amount for that 15 minutes? But they don't say what type of visit this is. As far as nursing or aid, was the VA paying in 15-minute increments? And Amy, I'm going to shoot that back to you because this is still Carroll area.
They changed it. I don't know when they changed it to they used to pay per visit and then now they pay. I just don't know exactly when that happened. Does anybody else know when that actually, that change happened?
To the 15-minute increment?
Yeah.
I'll have to,
I think it was the new fiscal year.
Let's see here. I'm going to pull into the chat a minute. It's 2015 is what somebody typed in. All right. I'll forward that on to VA. The next question was, I have a claim that was I sent appeals to Montana. However, we are now to send appeals to Florida. Should I send the ones that originally went to Montana on to Florida? Does Optum know if appeals are to go to Florida? Dan or Wayne?
If the appeals are from the provider and they're related to a CCN claim for region 1, 2, or 3, then they would come to us. I would have to get that address for you. But if they're appeals for other than CCN, then they would go to the appropriate VA appeals address.
Okay. And maybe after this call, if you want to forward that to me, I can get it out to the group.
Sure.
Perfect. The next question was, I filled out all the correct info for Optum back in December. Fast forward to May, June, and one of the VA nurses called me and asked if I was going to join Optum, and I said I signed a contract in December with Optum, and they have here Dwayne Good help me, and I got it in return. I shared that with Roxanne McGee, so this would be Des Moines, on June 5th. She sent me an email saying that she was in contact with their Optum guy about our agency. I have not heard a word from anyone. I told Roxanne to share my email and phone number and have not received an email, phone call, message, or anything. So I just need someone to follow up with me and give me a contact. Any update with that question, Amy? Or Optum, do you have a...
What What place is this?
I'm going to look in here.
Julie?
Yeah.
This is Julie from Winnebago County. That was me. And I still have not heard anything.
Which VA do you work with?
I work with VA out of Des Moines and with Roxanne.
Yeah, because it said Roxanne. So, does that help, Amy? And Optum, either one?
Well, I don't see anything. I don't see anything that they are in the CCN network if I look in PPMS.
And I have a signed contract, and I think I believe I forwarded that to Roxanne, and she reached out to the gentleman, I'm not sure who, and he said, I'll get back to her, and she gave him my email number, my phone number, and everything, and that was 6 weeks ago, and I have not heard anything.
Is that, so you, Optum, do you show Winnebago County as contracted?
I can check if somebody can provide the 10.
Your tax ID number, do you have that?
Please.
Winnebago?
Yep, 42-600-4670.
Let me check right quick. I do not have that one in my provider database, so I would have to reach out to somebody to see about the contract.
Okay.
What's your MPI also, please?
11-44-27-4440.
That was 11-44-27-4440.
Correct.
Okay. I'll reach out to somebody.
Do you want to also give Wayne your email address so he has a way to get back to you?
I sure can. I will try and send that to him.
Okay. You have my email address?
Nope, Wayne, I don't. Why don't you give me that?
It's t_Wayne_Morgan@UHC.com.
So t_Wayne_
_Morgan@UHC.com.
Okay.
And who would the email be coming from?
Julie Sorensen.
Okay, Julie.
All right. Thank you for that. Also getting denials from past claims. I have the auth right in front of me. So now I'm sending the auth with the claim. Julie, is this still you for the past denials here?
Yep, that is. And it's not Optum, it would be the other VA Des Moines. Choice. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Des Moines VA, right?
Yep, correct.
And is the claim number on the, or is the auth on the claim when you send it?
Yep, and then I also attach the auth with the claim, and I'm still getting denial. And I have circled the auth on the auth form, the dates, and everything. And the denial says no auth, and it's right attached there.
Amy, are you able to follow up on that?
Yeah, I'm trying to unmute me. If I have the, I mean, I can look on my end and see if there's an issue with that. So if you could send me.
You mean there's quite a few, like a lot.
Okay.
So would you just need one or two to see if, what the issue is?
Well, I mean, we could start with just.
What if I stick my email in the chat and then you can send me an email and then I'll scan some and send them to you. How's that?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. And Wayne, I'll put it in there too, just in case I don't have your email correctly.
Okay.
I've also been trying to get a hold of someone to help me with my VA people in Minnesota. Since it's so close to the border, I have several that go there. When my nurse sends in the paperwork for the auth, all we get back is the services are approved, but no auth number. So when I bill, I get denial for no auth number. Julie, is this still with you?
Yep, that's me too.
Okay. Is there any reach out for the Minnesota Optum folks? Are you're talking the VA? Are you talking
Optum? I'm talking VA.
Okay.
Is this Des Moines VA still? Or is it?
We have to send our auths to Minnesota, my nurses do, because that's where the VAs go, the vets go. And so we fax that all there. And then they get a sheet saying they've been approved, but there's no auth number. It says approved for 180 days, but there's no auth number. So I bill, and they said there's no auth number. It's hard to put an auth number there when I don't get it in the first place. There's missing a step there where the auth number is not written on the approval.
But you're actually calling Minnesota for the auth.
Yeah, that's exact. It has to be faxed to the Minnesota because it's a different sheet than what Iowa does.
Let me do a little checking on that one, Julie.
Okay, thanks. And
see if I can get a representative in Minnesota.
And Julie, I actually sent my email to you privately, so if you could send it to Amy and Wayne, that would be great.
Okay. Make a quick note there. We've received a claim denial with reason remark code 5. Procedure code type of bill is inconsistent with place of service. And then M is in Mary 77. Missing or incomplete, invalid, and appropriate place of service. Wondering if we could get some clarification from them on those two denial reasons. Is that Optum? Wayne, are you able to expand on those codes? If you're talking, we can't hear you.
Yeah, I was talking right away on mute. Apologize.
That's okay.
Do you have a claim example?
I don't, but I can get one.
You can get claim examples and send those to me, then I will provide some feedback on those two cart codes.
All right. And then the next one was incorrect denial code 16 causing issues. Do you need a claim example of that too?
Can you repeat the question again? You look at number 7.
Number 9, incorrect denial code 16.
Yeah, please send that example to.
Okay. Question 10 would like to know how their auth approval process is going to work. Will we still need to send requests to the VA Community Care and then receive our responses back like we have been? And I can answer this and you can elaborate or add if I miss anything. But so your auth and approval will come from the appropriate VA and Optum being the payer. So you still need to run your auths through the VA. Anything else to add, either the VAs or Optum to that?
Oh, that's correct, from Optum side.
Okay. Number 11, what is the type of bill we are to be using for non-bundled Optum claims? I have an error message that is showing up for place of service. I have not had any success with Optum claims being paid for the non-bundled side.
Okay, I got this one.
Okay.
So I would like some claim examples just to confirm, but the for non-bundled services, if the provider is Medicare certified for home health, then they have the option to bill on the CMS 1500 or the UB04. If the provider is Medicare certified for HHA and they use the UB04 for the non-bundled type CIOPS, which could be skilled non-bundled or the homemaker non-bundled services, then they would use the type of bill 34X with the appropriate frequency for the delineation of the care for that veteran. Does that help explain this issue?
Yes.
But I would first, whoever provided this question, I would like to confirm that we have you loaded as a Medicare certified HHA and that you're allowed to bill on the UB with that type of bill.
I'll reach out for a claim example for you.
Yeah, and I would like to look at the denials to make sure the denials are correct.
Okie doke. We have a client that receives home health and homemaker services only, and every 55 through 60, so day 55 through 60, they go out and do the skilled nurse visit for recert. Does Optum pay for that? VA Nebraska would not, and VA Iowa does.
Looks like this is another place type of bill issue as well.
So, yeah, so day 55 through 60, they go out and the nurse does the recert and does the assessment. So they're just wondering if that's paid to send the skilled nurse to do that.
I would think if it's part of the CIOC that the VA is approving, and I'm assuming this is all related to unbundled care, and they're just doing the reevaluation.
So, yeah, it's home health and homemaker, so it would be non-skilled.
Yeah. I like to make sure I ask the question back to the claims team just to make sure, but I would think it would be covered as long as the CIOC covers that evaluation. And is there a certain code that evaluation would be billed under?
That I can't answer without reaching out.
It almost sounds like maybe they got some denials here because of it. So if you could give me some claim examples for number 12, that would be great, and I can
somebody just posted it's GO299 is the code.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask for. Okay. Yeah, I can ask that question, but I can get a few claim examples because they have some other issues here as well that I want to look at.
Okay. And then I had a couple questions come in after I'd sent them. One is, does Optum require a face-to-face?
We do not.
And does Optum bundled, is that paid episodic or is it paid under the PDGM model?
If it's episodic and the bundled CIOT, then it's paid under the CMS PGM.
So the bundled is PDGM?
Mm-hmm. That's under that new reimbursement model that Medicare started on January 1st of this year.
Perfect. I'm going to back up one question. On the G0299, the person says, I have no claim examples as I have not asked for skilled nursing visits for research.
And I believe the G0299 is included in the CIOCs for some of those homemaker services, but we would just have to verify.
Can someone verify that and
then
get back to me?
I will.
And then I can send it out. I'm going to pull back up into the chat as I've been reading off a different page just to see where we're at here. On June 29th, I responded to a questionnaire for application. I've not received any response. How long does approval into the program typically take? I'm going to assume that's an Optum question. How long is the approval process to become a provider?
And that would have to be addressed by somebody on the provider team. I would not know what that process entails. I apologize.
That's okay. Does Dan or anybody else from Optum have that answer?
If you want to So when you send the questions back out with some of the examples that I needed, just highlight that one, and I will try to see if I can find an answer for you. And that's one of the questions that's not on your list that you have showing, correct?
Right. I'm in the chat feature, so if you click on chat, I'm at the very first one there. Here on the Zoom.
Okay, I'm on the chat now.
Yeah, that was the first one there from Sherry.
Okay. Let me just capture that then.
So I just joined the chat. Can anyone go over the first question I asked regarding the patient with two visits in one day? Thanks. I have issues with Optum claims. So that first visit was the client being seen twice in a day. It's getting denied for a duplicate. I'm going to reach out to you and have VA Des Moines look into that for you, was the answer to that. We were told that several auths from VA were entered in Optum with incorrect start dates. We're also fighting one that states in Optum it started 5/1. However, our auth started 4/27. And I think we had this question on our last provider call as well, with the authorization dates being incorrect from what you're getting on the phone. Does VA want to, any of the VAs want to chime in on the auth dates? I know they were working on fixing those.
I know that feature wasn't available for the MSAs to backdate, the PSAs to backdate those dates. And then when the update came out, we had to get rights. And so we got them rights to change the dates.
So your hand doing all the fixing all that?
Yes, but I guess if there's an issue with that we haven't fixed, like, you can reach out to us. Because, you know, I don't know if we went back to all of the ones prior. If you're having issues and there's a gap in service that you're not getting paid for that we need to fix, then reach out to us.
And that's Des Moines talking, but if you have that issue with any of your VAs, they now have rights. I knew they were waiting on rights, and you're still having some that have not been corrected. Please reach out to the VA you're working with on that.
Do you mind if we go back to the question about the two visits?
Yes, go, yep.
So if you're actually performing two visits on the same day, which would be the same procedure, CPT or HCPCS code, then it's very important that you identify that you did a repeat procedure. So if you use the appropriate modifier on that second occurrence, then you shouldn't have an issue with them being denied as a dupe.
Thank you. We do have a comment on the person who asked the question about resending the claims that went to Montana to Florida. This provider said they had that issue, ended up sending claims by paper with the authorization to Florida, and they did get theirs paid. So that could certainly be an option. We have someone asking for clarification on question number 10, which was how the auth approval process is going to work. Will we still send requests to the VA community care and then receive our responses back like we have been? So all of your approvals and auth requests will generate initially with the VAs. That's how you're going to get the authorization. Do we have any VAs that want to elaborate anymore? Optum is your payer, but you still have to go through your local VA that you're working with to get the authorization.
So this is Lindsay in Iowa City. I'm not sure if this question came up because of the new form. I'm not entirely sure, but the process, really shouldn't be changing at all. They'll still have to fill out the request for additional services for any of their authorizations, and it will then get sent to the appropriate VA facility, which then will be processed and communicated to the agency once it's authorized. So I'm not sure what prompted the question, but I mean, that was going to be my response as well, is that nothing's really changing, I guess.
Thank you. I have a certified agency and just started a non-certified agency. I was assured by VA Optum that I am able to provide nursing, bath aid, therapy, and homemaking and respite through the non-certified agency, but I can't provide bundled services through my non-certified agency. Is that accurate? So the bundled would be skilled.
Correct.
So
you'd have to be Medicare certified for home health to do the bundled services under the episodic care.
All right, thank you. Regarding no need for face-to-face, is that for both bundled and non-bundled? Both.
Yeah, Optum doesn't require face-to-face. The VA may require that, but the Optum doesn't.
VA, do you guys require face-to-face?
I don't believe that we do. Sometimes agencies just follow the Medicare guidelines and...
Yep, sometimes they do. Yep. Wayne, back on the... when you clarified modifier for the second visit, they're asking what modifier?
There's several different repeat modifiers. I think if you just look up in the modifier book, I think you'll find the correct one. There are several in that range for repeat services.
And then the following question was the same. What is the appropriate modifier if you have two visits on one day?
I think the most common one is a 76, but there may be others that may be more appropriate based on the services.
Are you able to send me those, Wayne?
Yeah, I can look them up and send them to you. But they, okay. I think you also should be able to look modifiers up on the internet, but I'll be glad to send you the ones I know of.
Okay. The VA is requesting that we send auth requests in at least 30 days ahead of time. Why are we not getting the reauthorizations by the date the current auth expires?
Well, I would say that there was, especially during transition time, we were really behind. So I'm hoping that this isn't the case currently. So it, you know, it shouldn't be, as long as you're sending them in, faxing them in, you know, the way that we ask you to. I mean, you're faxing the reauth requests in, and correct?
I'm going to assume that they are. I agree that the transition was a little bit rocky in trying to clean up a lot of the issues that was going on with TriWest. So I think the goal is that they would be back to provider before the current auth expires. I mean, I'm sure that's the goal for everyone.
Yeah, we do kind of look at the, you know, the faxes, our fax, and just make sure that, like, the nurses are getting through the faxes,
okay,
you know, appropriately, so.
Can we review types of bills again for non-bundled? So for non-bundled services, what kind of claim would they put that on, Wayne?
Okay, for the non-bundled services, if the agency is Medicare certified, they can use either the UB04 or the 1500, whichever claim form they choose. But if they are Medicare certified and they want to bill unbundled on the UB04, then the type of bill is 34X.
Thank you. We have a person saying there's a VA Opta modifier book, ?
There's not a specific book that I'm aware of. I've always reviewed the modifier list from the internet. I think there is also, maybe in one of the AMA manuals, there may be a modifier listing as well.
And you'll send me your list and I can get that out.
Yeah, I'll send you what I can find.
Yep. I have someone saying the majority of my Optum claims have been denied for reason code 5 and other denial codes. Can I send those to you, Wayne? Is what they're asking.
Yes, if you can get those over to me, I'll be glad to look at them.
Thank you very much. We have been struggling with getting any response on some of our reauth requests as well. It's just kind of a comment.
I can follow up with that. I was reading that and then the example too. I know they did update some of our, so I can look into that.
Okay, and I'll just kind of make a general statement that if you're struggling, feel free to reach out to me and I can reach out and see if we can get you in touch with my contacts as well. So feel free to do that as well.
We just have a comment here. We have an auth that expired on 7-4. It was faxed on 6-5. Told that there's now a series of questions that needs to be asked of the veteran prior to re-auth being done. We are told those questions cannot be asked until auth has run out. This is homemaker, home health. So this would be non-skilled, still waiting on the auth. For the VA folks, is that something that you're doing on non-skilled for every auth that's expiring?
I am not aware of that, and I asked one of the nurses that question.
Sherry, if you could either reach out to me so I know which VA you're working with, and I can get you in touch with my contact there.
Okay, we're working with Iowa City.
Okay, Iowa City. Mm-hmm. Iowa City's on. Lindsay, should I have a reach out to you or Savannah?
Yes, you could put us both on it. Savannah's out tomorrow as well, but then she's out.
Lindsay, can you put your email in the chat for her?
You bet.
Thank you. I had not heard that either, Sherry. I haven't heard them say that they're reaching out to the veteran at research points, time points. What type of bill is used on the 1500 forms for non-certified agency? They can put, I'll let Wayne answer, but it sounds like they can do, if you are Medicare certified, you could put all of your non-certified bill on 1500, can't you, Wayne?
Yeah, if you're non-certified, then you can use the 1500. You just need to bill the 1500. Are you billing EDI or you're billing paper or both?
Probably EDI, I'll bet. Angie? Yeah.
The actual professional or the 1500 claim doesn't require a type of bill.
If you have follow-up to that, Angie, you can unmute yourself.
And while you're waiting for her, I did put a link in the chat for a couple modifiers.
All right, thank you. What does the following mean, which is an M77, missing, incomplete, invalid, inappropriate place of service?
I'm assuming that's one of the CARC and RARC codes on the remit.
I am as well.
If I can get some claim examples, I can get you the exact. That's the only really, since the CARC and RARCs are industry standard, they don't always spell out exactly what is needed, which makes it difficult. But there's nothing that we can do about the CARCs and RARCs. They are something that we just have to map to. But if you'll send me some claim examples, I'll be glad to look those up.
So, Joanne, if you want to send those to Wayne, he did say his email was T as in Tom, right?
Yeah, would it be better if all the questions come through you so that way they may be educational for others?
That's fine. You can send. Yeah. For folks who may be sending claim information to me, be sure I don't get any of their PHI on it, because I should not have that.
Yeah. All I need, if you have a claim number, just send the claim number. That's all I need to do my research. So if you would send that through this one channel, that way the information provided may help educate others as well.
Yeah. And I can do a Q&A out when I get answers back for everybody.
Okay, that'd be great. Sorry to add a little more to your plate, but I just think it would be better.
Yep, it absolutely. The procedure code type of bill is inconsistent with the place of service usage. Refer to the 835 healthcare policy.
identification segment, loop 2110 service payment information. How do I get them to Wayne? I came in late. Just send those to me without the PHI, and I will get those to Wayne for you. Can we get your contact information? I'm assuming you mean Wayne, but we're going to send them through me here at the association. So julie@iowahealthcare.org, julie@iowahealthcare, all spelled out, .org. Lindsay put her email information in for the Iowa City VA. We have an email address for medical billing, cptmodifiers.com, which is the modifiers we've been talking about. So that if you haven't written that down, write that one down. And Angie couldn't answer us earlier. She said her computer has no audio. Got it. So it's julie@iowahealthcare.org. There you go. I put mine in the chat there. We're coming upon our hour here. Do we have any other questions? You can unmute if you have one to ask. There was a comment put in that Shane Ramdery no longer works at VA Optum, and he was initially the contact. I think they're working on whatever position Shane was in. I do have a contact that's filling in for Shane. So if you have questions that you need to get over, I'd be happy to help you out. I don't believe that person will be there permanently. They're working through getting him replaced at this time. Last question here. How do we find out who our contact person is through Optum? Is there a person that folks can reach out to through Optum if they have a question? I understand. I think through the person who is filling in for Shane, there's a information desk, a contact desk that folks can call with questions. Does anybody from Optum know that phone number by chance?
Yeah, this is Dan Patterson. They can call the provider inquiry number. It's 844-839-6108. And if it's claims related, they can usually ask for a warm handoff to PGVA as well.
So that, I'm going to just say it again, just so folks have it. So if you're having issues, please reach out to provider inquiry. Again, that's 844-839-6108, and they can also do a warm handoff and connect you with someone in person by email to get you connected to the right person, whether it's billing or claims. Again, provider inquiry, 844-839-6108.
Julie, I provided the appeals and grievance address in the chat.
Okay.
So that would be for any appeals, provider appeals that would be related to a CCN claim for regions 1, 2, or 3.
Thank you. So appeals and grievance, and then the address is there. Mm-hmm. All right. This has been recorded, so once that gets downloaded, we'll get it to our website. Our next scheduled quarterly call is October 27th, again, 10 to 11, October 27th, And feel free to reach out between now and then if you have any problems or questions. I'll be happy to get you hooked up with the right people, or you can get with provider inquiries. I want to thank all of our VAs for joining us, and Optum and their team for hopping on with us as well. It's always helpful, and we're glad that we have you guys hopping on with us quarterly. So everybody, thank you again. Have a great rest of your week and stay safe and healthy out there. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody. Sorry I was late.
That's okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.